Hey, Andrew, we have another Alpha Dad show. How you feeling, sir?
We do. Doing great, man. You're here in person.
I am in person. Usually That's I'm right. up in Lee Summit, Missouri, but I was in Tulsa doing some business this week, and I was like, Andrew, I got to drop into the studio here.
That's right. So here he is. We're here.
Here we are. And Andrew, I'm pretty pumped about this one.
I am pumped, too. This is going to be a good one.
We started work this morning at 4 a.m.
We did.
Because I'm on Bloomer time. So Bloomer starts at 4. So this is what you got to do. When you're shadowing and working with the Bloomer, you got to get up at 4 a.m. cranking. But I was so excited about this interview today. I was so excited to get to talk to this alpha dad, this gentleman we get to talk to today. And I was actually up until 2 a.m. just excited to get to talk to him and hear his story, hear about his life, hear what wisdom he has for the other alpha dads out there. That's and right. In a world that's creating a lot of betas, we have a guy here that is speaking to alphas and is speaking the message that we really want. He is the king of calves. He has been on many, many, many fitness magazines, and he is a fellow Jesus freak as well. Please okay. welcome to the Alpha Dad Show, Micah Lassert.
Yeah. Oh, man. Happy to be here, fellas. Thank you.
Micah, I am pumped, man. Like I just said, I'm so excited to have you on. Thank you for joining us, man.
Man, thank you for having me.
So I got to start off like there's a lot of different ways we could start this, a lot of different places we could take this. We could go straight to the Cavs. We'll get that a little bit later. But I got to ask the most obvious question. As a fellow Kansas City native, I've been a Chiefs fan my entire life. I've seen a lot of bad teams. I've seen a lot of bad quarterbacks. I've seen a lot of bad coaches come and go. That's me on the back of my father there. David, if you watch the Normal Flyover Conservative show, you've seen him before. I'm the guy you can't see with the mask on there as a little kid. I've been going to games since I was a little boy. And a lot of them, for years and years and years, we lost. And people were like, oh, Chiefs fans, man. You know, you guys suck or whatever. And now we're like the good guys. Now we're like, you know, bandwagon fans are popping up all over the place. People, I actually heard an interview with somebody that you were talking with recently. And he's like, yeah, I was, you know, I'm a Chiefs fan now. And I'm like, everyone's a Chiefs fan now, man. You can't help it. What is it like to grow up in Kansas City, watch these different teams that we've had? And now we're the villains. We're the bad guys. We get to like cheer on being the villains here.
You know, what's wild is what it reminds me of is like the night, you know, I don't know how old you guys are, but I grew up in the era of Michael Jordan and like they had so much dominance, the Chicago Bulls does. And I remember when we drafted Mahomes and it only took me about a game to go, I think we have Michael Jordan, man. Like he has something different. Like there is a set skill here that is different. His focus, and now we've seen him in the clutchest of times come through just like Jordan did. And man, this is going to be a fun 10 plus years. Travis Kelce just signed another 2 years. The whole coaching staff and Beach just got another 5 years. So man,
I think
it is
the key to that whole thing, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think Veach, we're watching the draft this last week, and I was like, in Veach we trust, man. Like, that guy's got that brain that I'm like, I know he's going to figure this out. I don't know who he's got, and I kind of have my own mock thing of where we should go and what we should do. And I'm like, at the end of the day, though, in Veach I trust, man. He's got this thing going on for sure.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I'm a 365 Chiefs guy. So, like, I don't watch any other sports. It's nothing but Chiefs. And so, yeah, I mean, it's highlights, it's whatever, and just learning it. And what's wild is my wife was not a football fan at all. She came from, the East Coast where they were rooting on for Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Yeah. And I was like, dude, you can't be a Pats fan in this house. And when Mahomes got signed, I mean, she is all in. And so it brought this level of attractiveness even higher than it was already, which was pretty ridiculous because she'll be in the gym, like talking about the Chiefs and draft picks and stuff to her clients. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so hot.
Love it. You just get the heart pumping, man. You're like, the cardio's cranking. I don't know what's going on. I'm not even assault bike or nothing, but I'm excited. Well, that's awesome. And she's from Vermont. Is that right? She's more like apple country
there. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm glad you saved her. You brought her back to Kansas City. I actually married a California girl and brought her out to Kansas City myself. So opposite coast, but same mentality. Brought him back to the good country right here.
Flyover
country.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
Hey, well, you're unchallenged as the king of calves. So let's just jump right into the obvious question. How big are your calves? I think we got some pictures here we can show. These calves are just unreal.
We actually tried to. We had technical difficulties. We tried to get them in the shot, but they were too large. We couldn't fit them on the screen.
Too large to put in the screen.
So we have to settle. Yeah, but we're here.
So what's really funny about this page is maybe a year and a half ago or so, I woke up and I was like, you know what? What do I want to do with this page? Obviously, I'm going to bring in some Jesus and my fitness, but how about focus on a niche that I know is a problem? And in the gym world, I was a competitor at a high level in the fitness magazine world, all of that. We had all these guys that had amazing upper bodies and then calves, if they weren't born with them, just really pathetic calves. And so for me, I was like, I was one of those kids that grew up with really skinny legs. I didn't have great calf development. And so they were like 13 inches when I started. And I was like, probably a lot of insecurity and stuff on them. And I was like, I'm going to build these things up. And so they became like my number one focus was like getting big calves. And then all these years later, being able to use an Instagram page that I grew from 4,000 to 160K in 18 months.
Oh,
like it's wild. Been wild, man. And to enter, you know, to even go a little bit deeper, to bring in, you know, the faith element to all of it. Over a year ago, I tore my calf randomly in Costa Rica, like a random calf tear. It wasn't like doing something crazy in the gym, and grade 3 tear. And I was like, Lord, I'm not going to take any peptides. I'm not going to do any of that stuff. I know you will heal me in miraculous time. And instead of resting, like a lot of the doctors told me to, I aggressively attacked it. I was training 3 hours a day. I put a compression on. I wasn't doing a lot of heavy calf stuff, but I kept moving and working. And sure enough, man, we went down to a church. Bill Johnson, Pastor Bill Johnson, prayed on me and my wife at this church. And then I was just pleading to the Lord. It ended up healing in like 75 days fully. And I put this video out that got 33 million views. of the calf tear, and the video says rule number blah blah blah, the only rule we need to know is Jesus is king, right? And it blew up, right? And so then I'm getting all these messages from people that are believers but not bold in public about it, and I mean it was just, it was amazing to see what happened with that whole thing. So I used the page for a lot of reasons.
You went from the king of calves to your calf showing off the king.
Pretty cool. That's right. That's awesome. Amen, dude. I like that. Yep.
I love that. My wife and I met at School of Ministry out in California, in Redding, California, at Bill Johnson's church, at Bethel Church.
That's crazy.
My whole family and I went through BSSM, their School of Ministry there at Bethel Church. So that's where I met my beautiful wife, and she met her in California and then brought her back out to the promised land here of Kansas City.
Amen.
There you go. Well, you talked a little bit about it, but like when you grew up, you didn't have massive calves. Like you grew up, like it's probably a smaller guy from what I'm taking here. And I've heard you talk about this a little bit on some other podcasts, but where was your brain at when you were a younger guy? Cause I know there's a lot of younger guys that watch, or maybe guys that are in their 20s, 30s, and they're still like small people. I personally kind of am going through that transition myself. I thought that I was a small guy and that was like, you know, all there was. Like, you just have to be a small guy, you're small boned or whatever. But over the past, for myself personally, I've realized that between your nutrition and eating and going to the gym, you can change that. So I was curious if you could talk on that mindset you had when you were younger and kind of how that switched to like, oh, I can create this. I can adjust my body. I can build something. What was your mindset like when you were younger, and when did that switch happen?
So this is one of my favorite stories to actually talk about. And it ultimately, guys, the first 18 years of my life were not pleasant. I went through a tremendous amount of pain, abuse. We moved 30 times in 18 years. So fitness to me was more than an aesthetic. It was more than how much I could lift. Like when I got into bodybuilding and working out, it was almost like a lifeline from the Lord to save my life, because at that time too, I had kind of turned my eyes and heart away from the Lord because of multiple things. And, you know, and so I found fitness, and my aesthetic was getting better, and I was building this armor around me at that time. Cause I had some insecurities. I had some pains and traumas that I had not spoken about yet or healed through yet. So it helped really keep me, you know, balanced out. But more importantly, it started just changing my mind and the way that I was looking at myself. My confidence came back, you know, energy and focus and direction, purpose, all those things started happening. And then it transformed into something much bigger than that. It was not about winning titles and all of that. And I did that, but it was about waking up with purpose to help impact other people's lives and transform other people's lives through my own pain and my own purpose.
When was that? When did you transition from your personal into helping other people? What was that like?
Yeah, so that actually started in college. I didn't get paid for it until after college, but okay. I had multiple people at the gym that just saw this level of discipline in an 18, 19 year old kid that shouldn't be there at that time, right? Yeah. And no one knew my story, but like that discipline helped me to survive. Whereas I think some people, you know, men in general, young, older, we struggle with talking about pain or past or whatnot. It's like a sign of weakness. You know, as you get into your faith, like Christ cried, Christ was vulnerable. Christ got open, you know, and we have this like masculinity issue where, you know, you just have a lot of guys that are like, dude, I'm not going to share any of that. Then what does it do? It manifests into alcoholism, drugs, pornography, broken relationships. You're not going to be the dad you need to be, all of those things. So my whole focus has always been on, we got to create some discipline. We need to start speaking to people that we trust and get some of this pain out and then get our foundation solid. And my foundation is in Christ. But you got to build a really strong foundation and really start working on getting some of that stuff out. And then the muscles, man, like the muscles are like a bonus, you know, because what being in really good shape does for you, other than being able to climb mountains and VO2 max and strength, is it gives you more opportunities. When we walk into a room, it's more than likely we're one of the most fit, if not the most fit person in the room. When that happens, you just get more opportunity. People will come and talk to you, and it's opened up so many doors. It's also something beautiful to go to a grocery store and see a little 12-year-old or 8-year-old kid like going, "Whoa, dude!" And I get the opportunity to speak into that child for that moment. That one sentence could change or shape that kid's life forever.
Yeah. Well, what I love about both of you guys, you and your wife both, and I, you know, I think your wife, this is the alpha dad show. So we got very masculine energy. It's a dude show. Dude with dude. If we were going to start like the alpha lady show, I think she'd be the top 10, first recruit for sure. She's awesome. But one thing, you know, you guys work really hard on yourselves. You guys, you know, look at that. That's so cool.
So good.
In front of the waterfall. And it's so true. And you guys do these awesome like photo shoots, and you guys are just awesome. And like you guys are leading by example. You're not the fat personal trainer that tells you to go run more on the treadmill or something. You guys lead by example. But you guys have helped countless people. I'm sure you guys can count them, but you know, I've seen the pictures on the walls, and it's like, you know, just as far as the eye can see, you know, just like these tiny little boxes, like you have to almost like zoom in to see it's something where you're like, oh my gosh, are those before and after pictures? And it's just thousands of them. And it's truly thousands. But as you're looking back, you're like, okay, we've helped this person. Is there any story specifically that kind of stands out that's like, man, that was a really cool story, or like this person went from here to here, or maybe it was the first one or something, but what would be a story you'd like to share with the audience of like, this was a cool transformation you've seen, not your personal one, but somebody you've worked with and helped transform?
So there's transformations that from an aesthetic standpoint were absolutely amazing, but I always gravitate towards the stories that were in helping someone save their life. Okay. Because sometimes people come to us for different purposes. Some are like, hey, I want to build some muscle and look good for an upcoming, you know, vacation, or I got a wedding coming up and I want to look my best. The ones that I gravitate most towards are the ones that are in a really rock bottom place, sometimes almost suicidal. And I get the opportunity to open up and be vulnerable so they can then open up. So we go through this like double listed type of transformation that not only is from a physical standpoint, but we also get to go in and do some healing, which I thoroughly love being a part of. So There's one guy that that if you go to the search bar there real quick and look up Rob, he lost 115 pounds. Go down a little bit. Keep going.
I love that there's so many Robs.
I know. Just Rob.
Yeah, we got a lot of Robs. Keep on going. You're so almost good. There. That's Jason. And what's wild is I know all the statistics of everyone too. I'm really nerdy with
that's
all of
wild.
That. But
yeah.
Rob came to me day one. There he is right there. Amazing fat loss.
Look at that.
So Rob was 263 or 267 pounds with a 60-inch stomach day one. That's a professional barbecuer. He's in Kansas City.
Yeah.
He's over the age of 50. And I'll tell you guys, I read people really well. So he had come in and I kind of knew him a little bit, but not a lot. A month before he came and saw me, he almost died in Mexico from an obesity related issue. Okay. Wow. So I sat him down and I said, Rob, I'm going to talk to you today, but I don't think you're going to like it and you may not come back. And he had a whole bunch of yes people in his life. And you know what those people are. Those are the people that tell you what you want to hear, but not what you need to hear. And I sat across the table from him and I said, Rob, you are the fat, funny guy that's going to be dead in 5 years. And your wife didn't sign up for this. He was mad. And he got in his car. And I think he said some curse words and whatnot. And guess what? He showed up the next day. We ended up losing 115 pounds. He would go and step on stage and win the transformation category over the age of 50. And now he's adopted two children in their, you know, they're both under 6 years old. The dude's faith is realigned. Like so much has happened in his life because he made that decision. And just really trusting the process of all of it.
He made one decision and then countless decisions after that. You know, like one decision to like, I'm going to work with this guy, but then countless decisions to continue to trust in himself and to continue to believe in himself. And you can tell he's a different person. Like you look at this guy, it's like, that's not the same guy. And you're like, wow. I mean, he lost the whole person.
Well, it's cool. The impact that you had on him. If you think about it, and I don't know, like the number of people you've helped like this, but the impact you had on him just affected two more people. Mm. So he was just now able to possibly save two children from, you know, whatever situation that they were in. And now their lives are completely changed. That is incredible.
It's almost like the starfish story, you know, like the little boy that's walking around the beach and he's throwing the starfish back. You know, the beach was full of starfish and they were going to dry up and die if they didn't get it. And, you know, he's just throwing these starfish back and this old man walks up and he's like, there's thousands of starfish here. You're never going to save them all. And he just throws another one back and he's like, saved another one.
That's right.
Saved another one. I love you guys are
that's so cool.
Maximizing your impact. You guys have online programs. From what I understand, people can partner, whether they live in Kansas City or not, whether they're so blessed to live in Kansas City or not, they can partner with you guys with hitchfit.com, partner with you guys and do part of your programs, no matter where they live. Is that correct?
Yeah. So we have clients in 82 countries. We just went over 700,000 pounds lost. Wow. So
700,000.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was one of the very first, and a lot of people don't know this, but I was one of the very first online personal trainers ever. I started it on MySpace in like 2006.
Whoa, back in the day.
And, MySpace. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, your top eight and your music in the background, MySpace days. So, you know, that's where I started kind of social media marketing and really understanding, you know, how to create this passion into a purpose and a business. A legitimate business. And then we opened up the brick and mortar gym as well in Kansas City later that year. And then we have the retreat business and stuff now. So I get to wake up and I always tell people this, wake up and do what you love. Maybe you can't do that day one, but just little pieces of that every day until you get to do exactly what you want to do. And then you take it to another level. And it's like, what is God's purpose for you in fulfilling that? You know, he's giving you all these talents and skills and then being able to, you know, fulfill those, man. And that's where we're at in our lives now.
And I know, like, losing weight and getting fit and strong, allows you to have a lot more options as well. You're talking about like doing what you love, but a lot of people can't do what they love anymore because they're too overweight. Limited, like they want to go tubing at the lake this summer and they're like, oh, if I fell off, that'd be bad. They want to go water skiing or snow skiing. They want to do like fun stuff. And it's like, man, their options became a lot more limited.
Yeah, or even just like hanging out with family. Like when you want to spend time with your family, go to the park, run around with your kids. Like that's tough if you're not in shape. And when you get in shape, it's so much easier and there's so many more options. And I'm actually curious about family. So the relationship with your wife, I personally, because what I do for a job is I help businesses to grow. We do their marketing and consulting and everything. And I've seen it so many times where business owners try to partner with their spouse and they try it in most like 99.99999% of the time, it doesn't work. Like it just isn't a good fit. But you and your wife have created this incredible business and from what I'm seeing, looks to have created like an incredible partnership where you guys complement each other very, very well. So I'm curious about that. How did you build the business? Do you guys have very specific lanes where, you know, you do this and she does this, or kind of what does that relationship look like on a day to day?
And I heard on Chris Krohn's podcast that you were on, like he's talking about how a lot of people, they want like 2 hours of time with their spouse, like he's like, that's like the big vision, 2 hours. I mean, like if it's a crazy wild thing, it'd be like, you know, 3 hours or something like that. When he asked you guys were at this like elite mastermind type thing with him, and you guys said, we want 6 hours. And he's like, six hours.
A lot of people, when they talk about working with their spouse, they're like, I don't want to work with you because then I hang out with you all day. And if I hang out with you all day, I don't want to be with you at the end of the day. And it's like you guys are like the opposite of that. You're like, man, we get to hang out together all day. This is insane. This is so good.
I mean, this is my person, man. Like, this is the gift that God gave me. Like, I want to be with this woman all the time and vice versa, you know. And, you know, for us to go back, you know, just on the business side and marriage, it starts with communication. Foundation first. Mm-hmm. And then communication. And you have to communicate with your person. There shouldn't be anything in your relationship that is off limits to talk about. Nothing. Mm. And one other thing that her and I both do is we keep each other accountable on all fronts. Like if there's an issue, we take care of it, we handle it, and we move on. Like that is very important because all relationships, I mean, we're together almost all day, you know? And so it's one of those things that we have to communicate properly. One other thing is our love language is exactly the same. So this is an important thing. I wasn't all into that stuff until I did read the book and I was like, okay, there's a lot of similarities here with like understanding your person and what they need the most. Once you understand what they need, then you can kind of be able to be that person for them and vice versa. Well, my wife and I are the exact same and it's time. It's absolute time and being together on a regular basis. So within the business, we each have our set of skills. Like I do a majority of it's a great book. And guys, I know it has a big pink heart that doesn't make you less masculine to read it. Like if you want, like it's just good. It's good knowledge and understanding because God created females different from males. And like the way we communicate can sometimes be different. So I have to be very intentional with it where I set her down at night, almost every night is like, hey, is there anything you need to talk to me about, you know, that's on pressing or whatnot. I make that intentional because she needs that. I'm more like it's random through the day, you know, like she'll know what's on my mind when it's going on, when she processes things a little different. But within the business, we have different skills. I do a lot of the social media, the content creation when it comes to that. Diana does a lot of the event planning, more of the technical writing. So she has 5 books. She's in the middle of rewriting my book right now, our next chapter. So she can set out 17 pages.
Don't you say 17 unique pages of places you're actually posting content to?
Yes. Yeah, I have 17 unique pages that I almost every morning. I'm a 3 a.m. to 3:30 a.m. waker upper, and then I get into prayer. I get on a Peloton. Like my day is exactly the same. It's very structured, and it doesn't matter where I travel in the world. Like I'll be prepared to have that same exact flow. And so So I get up and then I start creating content, and that's what I thoroughly love doing. And then I, you know, we do a lot of podcasts together, and, you know, we're together all the time. At the gyms, I'm kind of the, I'm the one who communicates with the trainers. I always tell them, like, if it gets to Diana, you're in trouble. Like, you're in serious trouble, you know? So they're like, okay, I don't want to have to talk to her, because then it's not going to be a good call. I'm a little bit more patient, and probably a little bit more compassionate when it comes to this. Yes, that's right. She's tough.
Well, I have at least probably like 19 more questions that I would have loved to have got into today. And this was so good. I think you're probably my first person I'm going to like re-invite back onto the Alphadev show, because I would love just to dive in. I think there's a lot of men out there that just need a lot more of your message. I hope God just continues to shine the brightest light on what you guys are doing on HitchFit. Every man out there right now, go to HitchFit.com. These guys are like the real deal. I mean, these are like real stories, real people. Like, when you're looking at these people, like, look them in the eye. These are real stories. And if you're like the pre-Rob, you know, the Rob from a second ago that was 115 pounds. Like, if you're that pre-Rob and you look him in the eyes and you see kindred spirit and you need some changes, go to hitchfit.com and get in contact with these guys. This isn't the kind of thing it looks like they're offloading. I mean, they're working with you. You get to talk to either Micah or Diana, his wife, and you get to work with these guys, and they have these amazing programs. So definitely go to hitchfit.com. Also check out soulfit.com. In the last minute, Micah, can you just give us one more, a message to the dads out there, the dads that are like, you know, they're being pushed on this side. They're being pushed on this side for this like beta message of like, you know, a soy boy mentality and all this stuff. What is your message to the men out there that are listening to this? Like Micah message, give us one more message from Micah Lister.
For the fellas out there, like, it's, you know, masculinity, you need to be strong in covering your wife or your family. That's extremely important. You need to get more discipline. Get yourself in the gym. Work out. It's not just muscles and strength. It's relieving and balancing that stress, anxiety, the stuff that we hold in. If you do have stuff held in, it's okay to go talk to somebody you trust, whether it be one of your close friends, a counselor, a pastor. Like, get through some of that stuff, because you don't want it manifesting into alcoholism, drugs, any of that other stuff. And just know that you can, man. Just stay strong, stay bold, and, you know, keep your foundation on point.
Oh, love it. So good. Micah Lissert. If you guys can follow him on Instagram, again, he's the king of calves. You're not going to have a hard time finding him. He's HitchFit and HitchFit.com. You can find it. He's easy to find on all platforms. I found you on all different kinds of social media. You search you on YouTube, we find you over here. Again, 17 different pages he's managing. He's popping up all over the place. But HitchFit.com, easiest way to get into his vortex. Micah, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Micah.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new 4-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Yes, that was an incredible interview with Micah. I wish we could have gone for longer. We still got like, I don't know, 10, 15 more questions to ask him.
I had so many. I'm actually a little broken. I tell us in the comments below how badly, like 1 to 10, 10 being like, can we have him on again tomorrow? 1 being like, dab. I don't think there's going to be very many of those.
No.
How many of you want to see Micah Lissert?
I'm at a 10. I'm like... I think let's just book him for tomorrow.
Let's do it right now.
Yeah, he's the man. But now it is time for our favorite part of the show, the reactions.
You ready? The reactions. I'm stoked.
Awesome. Let's get to number one.
I'm going to try the 5-4-3-2-1 challenge. Deadlift 500 pounds, back squat 400 pounds, bench press 300 pounds, and run an 800 in under 2 minutes. And do all of that in under 1 hour. Warm-ups have begun. Let's get it. One of the things I'm trying to balance here is to not get too many warm-up reps because it'll fatigue me for the 800. That felt easy. Oh, yeah.
Nobody should be able to do that like that.
Everything else is ready to go. Five bills. All right. Come on! Let's go! One down. Back squat up next.
400 pounds now.
And this is the strength and conditioning coach from
bench press,
the Razorbacks from Arkansas.
He's definitely got the strength and the conditioning down.
300 pounds.
I'm going to take a little break, put down my stuff, get my running shoes on, start warming up for the 800. My personal goal is to see if I can break two.
Have you ever run 800 meters before?
I have no idea. I probably have, but maybe not.
How long is 800 meters?
It's two laps around a track.
Oh, no, never done that. And it's so fast. It's the hardest race in all of track. 2 minutes. 2 minutes and 5 seconds.
Jeez.
See if you can beat it. It's the first time I was ever done that. So that's the new world record. 5-4-3-2-1 challenge champion. Undefeated.
World record. Can do it. If you're the only person in the world that can do it, I'd say that's a world.
That's a pretty impressive thing. Man, we just got done with a workout.
My legs are shaking.
It's pretty intense. We're both still like, kind of like, still feeling it after that thing. But that's
a freak of nature. I'm not going to lie.
That's next level.
When I was in my best shape for running, I was in cross country in high school. I was sprinting all the time. I did a 158 800 meter run. Wow. And I was in incredible shape. I was a varsity cross country, varsity track. And that was as fast as I could do. And I guarantee you, I could not have done half of any of those weights at that point. Because in order to get yourself moving that fast for that long, it takes muscle down below, but you don't want that much muscle up top. So in order to
be lighter,
more
aerodynamic,
that combination, that is a very fit human being. So that's an inspirational.
That is. Yeah, that was awesome.
I don't know if he's a dad, but he's definitely alpha.
He's definitely an alpha. That's right. All right.
Next one.
Number two.
What's the theory behind starting a second calf raise?
Second up, big calves.
I have started with calves for more than 10 years now. If you go ground up, legs-wise, your calves are nice and warm, and then I do hamstrings next. When I put them first, and then I doubled the amount of volume, and I did them in every workout rather than two times a week, that's when my calves started to really grow.
I think that there's something definitely underrated about starting a session with a real low investment movement. Like, no one's ever going to say no to another set of calf raises.
I don't think many people have the same approach to training that Alex does. Not many people begin their workout with 100 repetitions on calves. Good. And not many people do the exact same routine every single session, full body.
That's good because I think that like most people think you've got to rotate, but he's doing it like the same thing every time
and completely different, but like he does different kinds of calves and all this kind of stuff. And that's I had wild. To play because he's kind of famous in the business world for having the best calves, but in looking at the photos and the side-by-side comparisons, I mean, maybe someday we can have an in-person side-by-side comparison of Hormozy with Michael Lissert.
That's right.
That'd be one heck of a combination. But the king of calves, you guys tell us, who's the king of calves?
Who's the king?
Micah and Hormozy. I got to be honest with you. I'm going to take Micah on this one.
I think so. I've seen the photos just from now today, and then just seeing now with Alex Hormozy. I think Micah's got him beat.
They're definitely more vascular.
Well, we should do a calf off. We should see.
But on both of them, I thought it was interesting that they both just talk about just extreme volumes. Like, if you ever go through Michael Lissert's Instagram and kind of look at it, like, he actually goes through his workouts and what he does and how he changes them up and they're like sitting versus standing versus weighted versus not and all this stuff. He's like, do it all and then work this and do this. Like, it's just mass action for a long period of time and you get those crazy calves. But that's Hormozy's method as well.
So. Calves every day. Every day.
Every day calves.
Today is leg day. Today is leg day. If it's today, it's leg day. That's right. All right. So, number three.
I did 100 math problems every day. So there was this standardized test I had to pass to get into business.
Hormozy number two. He made it twice this week.
Nice.
But my score wasn't above Harvard's mid score, not even close. And so I bought every book at Barnes & Noble's. It was a stack this big. And I went to the math section, which was my weakness. And I did every problem in there in all 8 books over 4 months. And by the time that I took the test, I was able to score above that. And it was pure violence. And I think you can apply that to whatever it is you want to get good at.
I love the idea. He called it violence. It was pure violence. Like, working violently.
On books.
On books. But it's true. And I think anything in life, no matter what you're doing, like if you can just work harder than almost anybody else.
Yeah.
I followed you today for, we're at 13 and a half, almost 14 hours straight.
Yep.
I've been at your side for.
He has. He's literally been my shadow.
Right here, shadowing him all day.
Yeah.
14 hours. And I've heard you on all kinds of different business calls, all kinds of different stuff and workout stuff. Talk a little bit about that. Like as you're coaching clients and stuff, like if all of them had that kind of mentality, like I heard some calls today that I'm like, you know, really solve this person's whole entire issue. Their entire business would do a lot better if they just worked violently.
If they tried really hard and worked
violently for a short period of time. Like they know what they need to do, just do it. If they all apply that mentality, we'll talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. I think that a lot of, like you said, a lot of people know what to do, but they just like, they don't put the effort into it. So like Alex, what he's saying there is, he knew that he was, you know, he wasn't sufficient enough in one area in math. And so he decided, you know what, I'm going to change this problem. And he went out and he did what he knew had to be done to get there. Everybody knows how to get in shape.
Yep.
Calorie deficit. You got to move your body. You got to move some weights and you got to, you know, drink a lot of water, cut the sweets, cut the wheat, cut the alcohol. But no one wants to do it. And if everyone just decided, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be fitness. It could be being the best dad. It could be making money. It can be getting closer to God and to Christ and your, maybe your, you know, your religion and everything. It could be anything. It could be your finances. It could be your home, whatever. But if you don't take the action that you know has to be done, then you'll never get there. Then you just drift. Most people are is drifting.
Most people drift. That's like they Tokyo drift all over the place.
That's right.
It's a problem. My dad's an amazing father. World class top five dads I've ever heard of in my life. He's amazing. But he always talked about it. He said a lot of people, when they're dads, are shooting for like the quality time. They're like, I'm gonna take my son next quarter, we're gonna go to the big baseball game, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do this. And he's like, for me, fatherhood was just about quantity. It wasn't quality, it was quantity. I couldn't always take you to the big game, but I could always take you with me. I couldn't always take you to, you know, this big moment. I couldn't always have you at the level 10, but I could always take you with me wherever I was at. And he did. We'd go to business conferences in Denver and, you know, I'd sit in the front row in this little suit and stuff. And like,
that's awesome.
He's probably with me everywhere. And I have these great memories of that, but that quantity. So whether it's business or working out or being a great dad or being a great husband, you know, a lot of husbands, they drop the ball on the dating thing. You know, they don't spend the time after they get married. Like they're like, after marriage, the sex really stops at that point. And it's like, well, also
wonder why.
How is the dating? How is the conversation? How is the time?
Communication.
Are you spending that time with her? So I think quantity and massive action, you know, that violent action, just consistent, you know, especially when you're starting something new, a new thing, like just massive violent action, get after it, get it done. And speaking of massive violent action, getting it done, what you guys need to do right now is go to Instagram.com, look up Alpha Dad Show on Instagram, and go to YouTube and look up Alpha Dad Show. But those are the two spots to follow the Alpha Dad Show. If you're wanting consistently amazing alpha content delivered right to you, spoon-fed, we find the best minds all over the world. You're not going to find them anywhere else except for the Alpha Dad Show. This is where we are bringing them all together. One oasis of awesomeness.
One spot. That's
the oasis of awesomeness is the Alpha Dad Show. You got to go there. Give us a follow over there and go to alphadadshow.com to find all the different links. But definitely our YouTube and Instagram is the number one, number two spot. And another alpha, we got to point him out.
Got to do it.
It is Mr. Mike Lindell over at MyPillow.
He's an alpha. He truly is an alpha.
I think one of the biggest characteristics of being an alpha is the ability to like tell the man to shove it.
That's right. And he has.
When all the box stores were like, we're going to shut you down if you don't, he's like, All right, let's do
Walmart
this.
Walmart dropped him. Everyone dropped him, and he just kept going.
But guess who didn't drop him? The Alpha Dad.
That's
show.
Right.
He's taking those dollars and he's giving them back to you guys in savings if you use promo code DAD, D-A-D, spelled the same backwards or forwards. Promo code DAD to give you up to 67% off. Imagine if everything was 67% off.
That things would be a lot cheaper.
What would be the first thing you buy if everything was 67% off?
I would probably buy a lot of real estate. I would buy all of the real estate. I would buy a lot of land and I would build a lot of things on it.
That $1 million home is now $33,000.
That's right. Yeah.
$330,000.
We need to buy some math books from Barnes & Noble and we need to go
attack it violently.
Violence.
I don't think they have math books on MyPillow.com, but they do have a lot of great stuff. They have mattresses. And one of my favorite products as alpha dads out there is these little pillows. They're like throw pillows that you put them on the couch or those kind of things. But they have these amazing Bible story ones for kids.
That's cool.
I love the Bible story ones because it engages your kids in conversation. They're like, who's Noah? And you get to like walk them through the story of Noah or the story of Jesus. There's like 25 different Bible stories. Go, you know, $25 to have a great conversation with your kid and get to share the story with them. And it's an easy way. A lot of times just reading out of the King James is a little difficult. Not saying you shouldn't do it, but it's a little easier sometimes if it's infographic story. The story of Daniel, that was the first one we got my kids.
That's awesome.
Story of Daniel in the Lion's Den. They have the story there. You get to read it, pictures, your kids don't forget it. And then they get to lay their head down on God's word when they go to bed at night. I think that's really powerful. So go get yourself, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, get some friends some. They come in packs of two, but go get some of these children's Bible story pillowcases, and the pillow comes with it. And it's actually a My Pillow pillow. It's not like some cheap knockoff pillow, or you know, he didn't slough off on the kid's pillow. It's a real My Pillow. I'm not gonna lie to
that's
you.
A deal.
You've slept on a reawakened tour drive out on a My Pillow dog bed.
I have
slept many times on those little throw pillows on the couch. Those are super
They're so comfortable. Love them.
So go check those out. Go get some moccasin slippers at mypillow.com. Use promo code Dad, and don't forget to go follow us on YouTube and Instagram. Where are they going to follow us?
On the YouTubes and on the Instagrams.
YouTube and Instagram. Alpha Dad Show on both. And thank you guys for joining us again for another week of Alpha Dad
Show. In person.
In person. Rocking it out. We'll see you guys next week.
See ya.